WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, back and forth rulings over President Trump's tariffs. Earlier this week, the U.S. Court of International Trade struck down many of the tariffs put in place on imports. And then an appeals court weighed in, lifting that block, allowing the tariffs to continue. Strong storms again battering large parts of the country, including Texas.
In Austin, storms dumping piles of hail.
Oh, my God.
Wind gusts up to 77 miles per hour, toppling trees. And in rural eastern Oklahoma, a mother and her three kids were finally rescued after spending more than a week trapped by downed trees after a tornado. The heroes in this story, nearly a dozen inmates, part of a Department of Corrections work crew who stepped up when county workers were overwhelmed.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert, there were also tornado sightings outside Atlanta. The White House presenting a peace plan to Hamas that calls for hostage releases and the prisoner exchange and for Israel to withdraw forces from a buffer zone so more aid can move in. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. They call it the 2025 Equality Agenda Bill Package. It was introduced by the LGBTQ plus caucus in Madison yesterday. Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim of Appleton.
I am so proud to have co-authored this legislation, but I do find it frustrating that the LGBTQ plus community continues to have to fight for the same rights that everyone else takes for granted. This country is founded on the principle that we are all created equal. This package ensures that Wisconsin's constitution and statutes reflect that.
The package includes four bills that provide equity and protections for the LGBTQ plus community in Wisconsin and two joint resolutions, one that designates 2025 as Pride Month and the other removes marriage restrictions from the Wisconsin constitution. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says he's likely to make a decision on whether he'll run for governor of Wisconsin by August. In an interview with WISN, Congressman Tiffany said he's focused on his work in Congress serving Northwest Wisconsin residents right now. He says he'll make a decision during the House's August break. Current Governor Tony Evers has not yet announced if he will seek a third term, with his primary focus being on the biennial budget process. Washington County Executive Josh Showman has already entered the race on the Republican side.
One person was killed in an accident in Grand Chute on Thursday afternoon. Grand Chute police say an SUV traveling on West Prospect Avenue veered off the road, struck a mailbox and a utility pole, rolled back onto the road, and hit another vehicle. The driver of the SUV was taken to the hospital but died. The area of West Prospect Avenue was closed for several hours for repairs to the utility pole.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers in Philly.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers open a three-game series against the Phillies, the best team in the National League so far this season. But manager Pat Murphy is encouraged after their crew swept the Red Sox this week in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, it's a testament to who they are. I talk about that a lot, like who these people are. Who is Bryce Turang? Who is Jackson Chourio? Who is William Contreras and Yelich? And that's what makes me believe in the team, is who they are.
In golf, the U.S. Women's Open continues at Erin Hills near Hartford, Wisconsin. NFL at OTAs, we met Aaron Banks, the Packers' new left guard, who signed a four-year, $77 million deal in free agency and talked about finding out he was headed from the 49ers to Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get a lot of contact from my agent until the window opened on that Monday, and he hit me and was like, hey, we got good news, think cheese. So I was like, all right, deal's done. All right, sounds good.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. For tonight, a shower or a storm around in the early evening, then skies becoming mostly clear with low temperatures in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 57.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan will be here to talk about the House budget and things hidden inside. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, Civic Media's political editor in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmitz.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Hour 3, Mino and the Mayor. But today, it is Daryl Burnett and the Mayor. Daryl, who you may know from Fox 11 and now runs the Automobile Gallery here in Green Bay. But before we get into our next guest, let's do some Free Ticket Friday. So, it's Free Ticket Friday. I just said that. It's your chance to win a four-pack of Brewer tickets for Saturday, June 7th against San Diego. Here's how to win.
Our keyword is crew, Jim. C-R-E-W, crew. Now, here's what you have to do. You have to download the Civic Media app in the Apple and Google store. Choose WISS or WGBW. That's us. Use the text button to send the keyword crew, C-R-E-W, to be entered into the statewide contest.
All right. So once again, you know the keyword. It is crew. Text before 9 a.m. for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
That's right. Your next chance to play will be after 9 o'clock with Matt and Air on air with Jane and Greg. Free Ticket Friday with Mino and the Mayor. This morning it's Jim Schmidt, Daryl Burnett, and joining in the studio right now is Mr. Dennis Peters.
All right.
Look at that.
Good morning. All in the house.
Hey, Dennis.
Dennis, welcome. Dennis Peters.
Thank you.
I think everyone knows, but for those of you who may not, this guy is with the Glam Band, who is one of the most award-winning band. But what I, as I, when I introduced him to Daryl, and he's like, boy, Daryl's got a great voice. I'm like, I said to Daryl, you want a great voice? Dennis Peters is 2 years in a row winning for the best vocal in the state of Wisconsin.
Outstanding.
Yeah,
congratulations.
He's a good guy. And he's one of the nicest guys, too. Woo!
Like yes, I was saying it during the break, I paid a lot of money for that.
Well, people sure love you. This has been a great morning, and we're in our last hour here, Daryl. But I just really want to thank Lisa Hale for coming on from New Wisco. I mean, she's got her shows coming up at Saturday at 8 and Sunday, of course, at 11. And then we were followed that by Mark Hewson. Talked about the Bellin, and that's coming up. We're 2 weeks away from that. And
belated, Mark, by the way.
That's right. His birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, it was
51.
He kept it undercover.
He did.
He did.
51. That's a, I don't know.
He's a young buck.
He is. And then, of course, we just talked with Ken Leo and James Bornick from the Green Bay Blue Ribbons, and their first pitch is June 4th at Joannie's, and it's $3.
Was he that James? An impressive young man.
Oh, that James guy's going to go places.
He's
all-time home run hitter, but he's like the nicest guy. Just very respectful.
Just like Dennis.
Yes, exactly. And we're going to get right now, we're going to talk about a concert at the Grand. So, Dennis, I'm glad you're here because no one knows music better than you.
Huh.
Jennifer, are you on the line?
Nope. I certainly am. Uh-huh. Hi, guys.
Jennifer. Lynn. All right. And the Groove Revival. So, what up? What's going on with that?
Oh, we're on tour right now and going to be heading through Oshkosh. It's going to be a good time. We're looking forward to it.
How cool is that you get to play the Grand? Have you played the Grand before?
This will be our first time, very excited. It looks like a really cool historic venue, so be a good time.
The acoustics, the sight line, everything about that is just a very, and I'm glad they put the money into it because it's easy to, sometimes these things don't last. And they did a good job. It's the city stepped up, the community stepped up, and you're gonna love that.
Oh, good. We're very excited. It's gonna be a great crowd, and we're looking forward to making our debut in Wisconsin.
All right. So what do
What can we look forward to? What kind of music show? Tell us a little bit more about you.
Yeah, well, we are a blues rock band. So think of like the 70s and Cream and the Rolling Stones, what they were doing back then.
Some great influences there.
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt, but everybody here is nodding their heads. So, okay, yeah. We're with you.
We're all digging this already.
We're all on board.
Yeah. Yeah, we just released a new album. It's called Retrograde. So we'll be performing a lot of the music from that album and doing a tip of the hat to a lot of the bands and artists that have come before us and inspired our music.
Jennifer, I can kind of hear it in your voice, and gentlemen, I think you can too. You got a little bit of that grit in there. Is that kind of the sound we're going to hear?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Yeah. It's going to be a great night. We're going to rock out, and the crowd's going to have a great time, and we can't wait to hang out with everybody.
Tell us a little bit about the Groove Revival. How many people are in the band? What kind of instruments you got, Jennifer?
Yeah, we are a 5-piece band, so we've got drums, bass, keys, and 2 guitars, and we like to do a lot of dual lead guitar stuff. So think of like the Allman Brothers, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So you're I guess it's a throwback type of sound to the 70s spirit, if you will. Musically, gear-wise, I mean, I'm a gearhead kind of, sort of. Are you using like Orange amps, for example, old Ampeg amps? So what are you using these days to capture that sound? Are you using original old equipment? Or are you using adaptations, hybrids?
We'll get back to the show in a minute. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Sorry, I'm so excited. I hear 70s music. It's like, wow, what do you play with? I'm just like,
sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm so
excited.
Talk
about the tech side of it.
I can't.
How do you deliver that?
Oh, yeah. I play a Vox amp, AC-15, which is the little sister of the AC-30.
Oh, yeah.
Which obviously has kind of got that vintage sound. The Beatles played through that. Brian May of Queen plays through a Vox, and lots of other actual blues rock artists from that time period. And my bandmate, the other guitar player, he plays pretty much exclusively through Fender amps, old tube amps, and he plays a Gibson Les Paul. And for this trip, I'll be rocking with my Fender Stratocaster, so we'll be going old school, and it's going to be fun.
Wow. Jennifer Lynn, who's with the Groove Revival, they're playing a concert at the Grand in Oshkosh. That's coming up. That's June 2nd. You sound pretty interesting. You know, he's rattling off all this stuff. Like, how have you been doing this? It sounds like for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been at it for a while, and believe it or not, we're actually based out of North Dakota doing blues-based music. And so we've been kind of performing in the upper Midwest. And like I said, this will be our first time to Wisconsin. My dad grew up in La Crosse.
Cool.
So I'm really looking forward to heading over that way and rocking out with everybody in Oshkosh.
I actually got a little sample of some music.
Oh, cool.
Do you mind, Jennifer, if I play a little bit of Burned It Down?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right. This is good stuff, guys. You're going to love this. Check it out. I mean, tell me right there that's not good stuff.
That lady has swallowed some soul in her time.
What?
I'll tell you
that is fun.
Smooth.
Yes. Vocalist
smooth.
Of the year.
Oh, my word. That's really good production, by the way, too, I want to say.
That's awesome.
Jennifer, that's actually a pretty old song, so I'm glad you guys dig it. Yeah, thank you.
I can really dig that, man.
Jennifer, what was the inspiration when you picked up the guitar for the first time? Every musician I've ever known or talked to, singer, has had that one moment or that one video they saw that flipped the switch. Who was it or what was it for you?
Oh, boy. Well, I grew up in Minnesota, and as we know in where we all live, there's a lot of snow that happens in the wintertime, and I was an only child. So when the snowstorms hit, it was nothing but boredom because this was pre-internet days. And I was watching a special on VH1, and there was a documentary on Bruce Springsteen. When I was a kid, I used to write a lot of short stories, and I was like, you know what? I want to do this. I want to write songs. and take my words and put them to music. And the rest is kind of in history. So it's all Bruce Springsteen's fault.
Fantastic.
Well, a lot of stuff is his fault lately.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, very true.
Well, that's awesome. So it's a five piece. Have you been the five people together, or you make some changes throughout the...
I started out actually as a trio, and then as you know, kind of the longer you keep doing it, you kind of refine your sound and what it is that you want to be hearing. And we went as a four piece, which was two guitars, bass, and drums, and then we added the keys about actually kind of during COVID time period is when we added the keys. So it really rounds out our sound. And it also, for me, feels a lot like, you know, kind of that retro vibe.
Yes, I was just going to say that, to me, that really makes a difference in the sound. When you hear that organ kind of sound, that's amazing.
Love that Hammond B3 sound.
Yes.
Exactly.
You know, there's certain things in life, and we've talked about this before on the show, that you cannot improve upon. And those old Hammond organs, some of those old mics, they just have a richness and a texture that cannot be duplicated. I don't care how much technology you pour into it.
Sounds great.
Oh, I couldn't agree. And, you know, the Hammond weighs about 5,000 pounds.
Yeah, right.
That out probably gives it its nice, rich texture. Oh.
Are you dragging the Leslie with you, too, then, or what?
Yeah.
You are?
Luckily, thanks to technology, you know, we do have the ability now to not be lugging around, like I said, 5,000 pounds worth of gear. But definitely having that old school vibe, though, is how we like to go. We maybe achieve it a little bit different nowadays, but yeah.
How does a person do that, by the way? How do you make the switch? Gear-wise, how do you replace the Leslie?
Well, many of the keyboards nowadays, the technology is so great that they'll have basically a Leslie feature actually on
just a
the
preset.
Keyboard itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
there's actually kind of looks like a little rolly ball almost that you can kind of manipulate to give it that Leslie sound.
Nice. That's kind of funny. John's got a rolly ball too that he manipulates to get his sound. the show is called Retrograde, The Spirit of 70s Rock Returns. That is Jennifer Lynn and the Groove Revival, right. Monday night, 7:30 at the Grand in Oshkosh. You can go to thegrandoshkosh.org, click on events, and that's where you can get tickets. And it's, like you said, Jennifer, great venue. I've seen so many shows there, and it doesn't matter where you sit. You feel like you're on stage with whoever's performing.
That is a great venue.
Oh, yeah.
What a voice. And you have a wonderful voice.
You do. And I look forward to meeting.
Oh, thank you so much.
I look forward to meeting Leslie. Ha, ha, ha. I didn't know what you were talking about. Now I do. All right. Anyway, Jennifer, we're so happy that you're going to be there. Tell me, what's your next thing? You got a website so we can kind of follow you? You have great music?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, our website is jlynandthegrooverevival.com. And if people want to keep tabs on where we're going, we have a couple more dates also in Wisconsin. And, but yeah, Oshkosh will be our first trip to Wisconsin, and we're looking forward to making the trip here on Monday.
All right. Do you have any the other dates in Wisconsin in front of you, or should we just look it up?
Yeah, we actually do. On the 5th, we'll be in Stevens Point.
Cool.
And June 6th, we'll be in Eau Claire.
Hitting the college towns. That's awesome.
Yeah,
you know?
There we go.
And they love your music. Well, everybody loves your music. Well, this is great. You know, just thanks for bringing us to our community. I mean, this just sounds like great music, and as Todd said, you're gonna enjoy playing at the Grand. That is just a great acoustics, and it's got some history to it, and you're gonna add to that history. So, all right, enjoy your show there. We will see you on June 2nd and at the Grand. Anything else you want to add to that? No, we're there. What time does the show start?
It starts at 7:30, and
there.
Doors open at 6:30 that
day. Cool. All right, Jennifer. Jennifer Lynn and the Groove Revival. We will see you in Oshkosh on June 2nd at your concert. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's just great to hear these, you know, great voice. I mean,
she rocked it out.
She belongs on that stage.
And, oh, my gosh. You could hear the duo lead guitars on that song, too.
Oh, indeed, yeah.
And I think that's really cool that this is... Nothing. This isn't new. She was writing stories when she was a little kid, or a kid. I shouldn't say a little kid, but a kid, and turned that into music. And now I bet you she's got a great stage presence.
North Dakota blues is a real thing.
You know? Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would imagine. That and sunflower seeds.
It's a desolate area, for sure.
All right. So we've got coming up here, we have got Cody James. And, of course, Dennis Peters is in from the Glam Band. We'll be right back.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Eber's budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
In the evening, under a pale moon's glow, lies the charred rock of that old gravel road.
All right, Dennis, what do you think, man?
I was
is this
right.
Unbelievable?
I was right. North Dakota blues is a thing.
Right.
Yes.
And you can see this live at the Grand.
I'm going.
Monday night, 7:30. Listen to this.
Jennifer Lynn and the Groove Revival.
Oh.
That's
going to
be awesome.
Slide guitar in
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow.
I wonder if she's using like a beer bottle on the, you know. Do they ever use beer bottles on their finger for the slide?
Or for show, sure.
Yeah,
they
for
use
show.
Pill bottles.
Yeah. Wrote a song about it. Like to hear.
Dwayne Allman was famous for using a pill bottle.
Oh, really? That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Wow. They're good.
Jim, we're going into the weeds here like you wouldn't believe into music.
I think that music would make me go into the weeds, too.
All right. Can you be more specific?
No. Into the weed.
Which weed?
Into the weed, or weed?
That's right.
That is exactly what I was getting at. So, hey,
the grass is green today, ladies and gentlemen.
The weekend's coming up, you guys. There's a lot going on in our listening area, Oshkosh, Appleton. Appleton's got a cool thing going on tonight, that Light the Market. I'm going to get you a little bit more info on that. That is a cool thing. Starts at 5 o'clock, goes till 10, College Avenue. They just got it going on there. That city's always got it going on, though.
Fantastic
right?
location, too. Yeah, you know, so many places to see and check out.
And I'll ask you guys in just a second what you're doing, but just if anybody wants to hang with me this weekend, that Meat Fest is tomorrow at, and she has been on here at the Rush Center. That is very, very cool. It's all sorts of food. You know, we're kind of foodies here in this part of the world. And they have some cooking competition as well. They have a kids' stage. And they have an adult stage. They make different things. I don't know why they put me on a celebrity judge, which means like you kind of know him, but he doesn't know what he's doing. You know, that's the category of us celebrity judges. But I'm doing that. But you know, they just make different things. There's this maple sriracha chicken wings at 10:30, and then they got this crispy maple mustard grilled pork belly at 12:30.
And these are all pros, right? They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. And there's a contest though for adults, and I'm not judging that. That gets pretty serious. But you know, brighten your beef. They got the chimichangas. They also have what's cool, and you can go to it if you want, but they got this whole outdoor beer garden too.
Oh.
And tomorrow the weather's perfect. I mean, it's gonna be nice inside, but I mean, you got to get outside too for a little break. So that's tomorrow at the Rush Center, and the doors open there at 11. So go down there and get your tickets. This is a great, great event. And then Sunday, I just want to give a plug for Sunday's Breakfast on the Farm, right? And I've been to a million of these things, and everyone is better than the previous one. Sunday, June 1st, and it's from 8 to noon. That's out at Wayside. And we've had, and those of you who make this an annual event, it's been out there a couple times before, but the nicest family on the planet, Dan, who's really running this thing with the family, and that's at Wayside Dairy. You can just go and Google that. Again, that's a huge breakfast for $10 for adults, $5 for kids, and kids under 4 are free. But what's cool about that is it's a learning experience. They show you everything. They got this unbelievable equipment. They have just different displays of things that, I mean, a farm is a business.
Sure.
And it's an integrated business too.
And it's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
Amen to that.
And you know, there's great job opportunities, and it's not just in the barn. You should get technologies there. Just a great place to learn about the industry, and there's a lot of people there. I mean, they're gonna get 6,000 people for breakfast, but they know what they're doing. That line moves so fast, so that is a very, very cool thing.
Wonderful place to go.
Yep, it is. So you got to go Breakfast on the Farm, we got to go to Meat Fest.
Can I plug where I'm gonna be?
Yeah, I want to hear what both you guys are doing.
You know, I'm not nearly on the level with the mayor over here getting invited to judge anything, but we're gonna be supporting the car show at Diamonds and Gold Jewelry Store over in Bellevue on Sunday. And it's a wonderful event, very different than other car shows. They have some whiskey tasting.
Oh.
They have watch displays, chance to win prizes and all of that. And Adam Funk and the team over there just do a great job for the community. And so we're going to go support that from the gallery standpoint from 10 to 2 on Sunday.
What kind of cars is it going to be, like a 50-100 cars and a whole bunch of people can just bring in cars just for show and tell, basically?
Exactly. Or? Everyone's invited. So no judging. Just come out, relax, enjoy yourselves, win some prizes, have some great food.
I'm going to bring my 1976 Pacer, okay?
Can't wait.
We have the number one spot reserved. There you go. For you, Todd.
Daryl, that's what my dad made me drive when I was learning to drive. Wow. Was a Pacer.
With talk a 232
about
a in it?
Chick magnet.
All right. Wow. Driving around the
Pope. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
76 Pacer, boy.
Right. Make your kid drive around the Pope Mobile. You're right. That's not going to attract a lot of attention. Dennis, how about you? You got anything going on?
Just happy to be alive, my friend. I got nothing going on this weekend, thankfully.
And
I'm okay for that.
When's your next gig for the glam band?
We're actually at Sardine Can next Wednesday.
Farmer's Market.
For the Farmer's Market.
Oh,
right.
Fun.
And then Cheese Fest kicking off. June is dairy month in Wisconsin.
It is.
Right?
So we'll
be Friday at, it's a busy weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So in Oshkosh, you know, we talked about Discover Oshkosh, you know, and Chris Appleton, but Discover Green Bay, go to their website. There's a lot of things we're not mentioning here because we don't have time to mention everything, but there's no, don't sit in the house this weekend.
No.
There's too much going on.
It's a beautiful weekend.
It is.
We've been waiting all winter for this.
We have. So we gotta get out there and enjoy.
Hasn't this community come so far over the years? I mean, when you're looking at 20, 30 things to do, choices.
Right.
In this area, that's amazing.
And even our restaurants and bars, they're trying. I mean, it's a competitive business, but the live entertainment they have there, it'll be just, you know, acoustic guitar, but what Tarl's doing with Tarleton and his other two venues, and of course there's something going on at the Meyer. I don't know if there's something at the Widener, and of course I just mentioned the Resch Center has that, and it's a variety of things. It's not all the same, which is cool about, you know, something you like, you can find. And
we just got a text from Terry who says, "Don't forget Conscious Pilot at Chambers Hill tomorrow afternoon." So there's another.
All right.
What time? What time do you know?
It doesn't say.
Well, you got to go see Conscious Pilot. My friends in that band are amazing musicians. Amazing. As good as it getting around here.
All right, so we Discover Green Bay, Discover Oshkosh. Look at their websites, Discover Appleton, and find out what's going on and get out there. Some of this stuff is very reasonably priced, too. I mean,
you can't beat it.
No, it's just a great place to be, and the weather is going to be perfect for the next week. So let's all enjoy that. We are coming back with our Mind on the Mayor music series with Cody James. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Pride in June celebrates and brings visibility to the LGBTQ plus community. In Green Bay, Pride Month kicks off Sunday, June 1st, with a flag-raising ceremony and a resource fair at Liked Park as part of the Levitt Amp Green Bay Music Series. A press release says Pride Amplified is designed to create a vibrant and inclusive atmosphere in the heart of the city. The resource fair will be from 3 till 4 p.m. and will showcase local organizations providing support, services, and resources to the LGBTQ plus community and its allies. The Pride flag-raising ceremony will be held at 3:30 p.m. to symbolize Green Bay's ongoing commitment to diversity, inclusion, and acceptance. Wisconsin has joined yet another lawsuit against the Trump administration. This time, it's over the cuts to the National Science Foundation, which helps fund research at UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee. Specifically, the funding went toward research infrastructure and getting more underrepresented groups to participate in the studies. Attorney General Josh Call calls the cuts devastating and unlawful. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is currently accepting applications for specialty crop block grants. According to a press release, the agency will accept applications for the grant program until June 9th. Eligible projects include things like research and education or market development efforts aimed at enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries. Organizations proposing eligible projects could receive grant funding through the program ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some people seem to forget that the Me Too movement was supposed to change things for the better. According to a new lawsuit being filed, Kevin Costner is not one of them. A 34-year-old female stunt performer on Costner's Bomb, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, alleges she was a victim of sexual discrimination, harassment, and the creation of a hostile work environment, according to the New York Post. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that the movie even exists. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that this clunker of a movie even exists. In reboots that don't need to happen, especially for shows that ran too long in the first place news, Duck Dynasty is coming back. I know what you're thinking. Oh, joy. The Robertson family are the marketing geniuses who pretended to be hillbillies to get actual hillbilly viewers. Duck Dynasty The Revival premieres June 1st on A&E and is already renewed for a season 2. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. For tonight, a shower or a storm around in the early evening, then skies becoming mostly clear with low temperatures in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 57.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's film incentive advocate Rex Sykes, Civic Media sports director Jimmy Cuska, and even though we are Terry Barless, it's still Bar Band Friday night. We'll be joined by Rocker. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's one more time. It's Free Ticket Friday. It's your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets for Saturday, June 7th. Against San Diego. And now here's how to win.
Our keyword is crew. C-R-E-W, crew. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Store. Choose WISS or this favorite station, WGBW, and use your text button to send the keyword crew, C-R-E-W, to be entered into the statewide contest.
Yes, sir. As I was reading ahead for our next guest, once again, the keyword is crew. Text in before 9 a.m. for your chance to win.
All right. Good luck. It's a free ticket Friday. Next chance to play coming up after 9 o'clock with Jane and Greg, Matt and Air on air. And I just want to say something about Daryl. This is the first time since I've been producing this show, which is almost 2 years, that one of the hosts actually reminded me to do something. So thank you for being a true broadcast professional.
He's a pro.
And Daryl, just, with the voice.
Well, if I didn't say it before, the man with the class behind the glass, Todd Michaels, is one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
And this is not just buttering you up.
The man with the class behind the glass.
Full of sass.
Oh, I thought he said the class.
Yes.
Okay, it's a class. Okay.
But. For my appearances on the show in the past, Todd is always spot on. And Jim, you talked before about, having the information when you need it at the right time. Todd Michaels is that guy.
Yeah, it is. The show is.
That's the nicest thing anybody here has ever said to me. So I love you, Daryl. You can start on Monday.
Okay. So now he's got this Connie Feldman and Daryl. I'll tune in. I'll tune in because he's in love with both of them. It's Friday, and this is our last half hour of the show, and really one of our favorite times, not because we're ending our week, but we had a great week this week. Cody James is in the house, and you talk about talent in Northeast Wisconsin, and we talk about that often because we have a lot of talent here, but, I mean, this guy is born and raised. He's the solo man, Cody James, and plays all over. We were talking about Florida, New Orleans, going to Minneapolis next week. I want to welcome you. Welcome.
Hello.
And you are Cody James. You're not bringing in three pieces.
Yeah.
It's just you're the guy.
It's just me. So the solo thing is all me. I just released a new song a couple weeks ago, and I'm playing drums on it. I play bass on it. I produced it at home. I have a studio at home. I did everything from the ground up. No outside influence, except for like the music that I listen to and whatnot. But
kind of nice when it comes to some of the drama with these bands.
It's extremely nice. Yeah, I grew up in bands. I was in punk bands and rock bands and stuff for a long time growing up, and I went solo in 2018. And yeah, it's kind of like having three or four girlfriends, right. And scheduling and stuff like that, it can be a headache. And actually, I have a band now that's completely separate from Cody James, and there's five of us, and yeah, it's a little bit harder to book shows than it is for just myself.
Right. And you're a full-time musician. I'm glad to hear that, because I sometimes worry that some of this talent can't really be what they want to be because of finances,
right.
Economics.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're living.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be able to do it. I think being solo really is kind of the ticket for that with what I'm doing, because, I'll do three-hour shows. I play three or four shows a week generally. Kind of pays the bills and everything. And I've got kids. I have a 9-year-old and 7-year-old. I'm married. We got a mortgage and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I can do it, anybody can do it.
That's very cool. We're joined here, besides Cody, of course, Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, who award-winning from the Whammy Awards, Wisconsin vocalist, 2 years running. Plus, your band has won a ton of awards. And again, Daryl, thanks for being in here. You know music, sports. And so we're just going to have a little conversation with you, Cody, and then we're going to hear some of your music.
Cool.
Cody, I'm curious.
Yeah.
Dennis and I were kind of referencing this off the air. The 1960s.
Yeah.
You could cut a demo in Chicago, and it would be on WLS or WCFL in the afternoon. It's almost like that again, isn't it? I mean, you went through that period where it had to be the record companies. And when you say you released a record last week, it must be very freeing for an artist to be able to have the ability to get it out there.
You know, especially at my level where I don't have a label and I don't have, you know, anybody's, you know, hands in my pockets or anything. I can do whatever I want, you know. I can do anything I want, and I can, you know, do anything. And it kind of can be a double-edged sword because anybody can do anything, so you got to cut through a lot of noise. But you have to, you got to not worry about that. You know, I'm not doing this to cut through noise, right? I'm doing this because I'm passionate about music and I have something to say and I want to have, you know, really better people's lives. And so if I can do that with just one person, that's a, that's success to me. You know?
What an awesome way to live. And I, the reason I say that, we just interviewed a guy who's retiring after 40 years of news. And I asked him what keeps him going, what his purpose is here. And he said the exact same thing you just said. I want to better people's lives. That's pretty cool.
It's a motivation. You know, I always ask myself, what is my motivation for doing this? For anything, you know? And definitely with music and what I'm doing, I try to keep it as pure as I can, you know?
I'm assuming you write your music.
I write, like I said, record. I have a studio right at home. What I do is I record songs and I edit them and everything, and then I'll send them off sometimes for mixing and whatnot. But this song that just came out, Thousand Miles, is the first single to an album that's coming out September 5th, and that's going to be 100% homegrown. So I'm going to do all the mixing, all the mastering, and everything. So it's going to be just me in the room.
What is your writing process? Elton John says if he doesn't have it in the first 20 minutes, he puts it on a shelf and comes back to it later. Jackson Browne will spend years writing a song. What is your process?
My process is daily engagement. So I have well over a year and a half of writing one full page in my journal. And so just doing that keeps me in that realm all of the time. And so when I need to sit down and write lyrics, I can bust some pretty cool stuff out all the time. I read. I love poetry. I write poetry. That's a big part of who I am. And so just being in those realms daily, even for 10 minutes, keeps me in that artistic space.
So it's intentional.
It's very intentional.
So so you have your intentional aspect of it where you have your disciplines, plus you also have your inspiration that for that makes the magic happen, so to speak. I think that's the way to really
We got the words. Let's put it to music. This sounds like it's going to be great. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to take these headphones off.
That's fine.
Make it a little bit easier to hear.
I'll grab them for you. Right. So your song, are you going to play Thousand Miles
for us
today?
This is Thousand Miles. Yep. This is up on all the streaming services everywhere. And like I said, it's going to be on my upcoming album, which is dropping September 5th.
And your website?
Website is officialcodyjames.com.
All right.
And how do you monetize your songs? How do we make you money for your songs?
The best way to do it is actually to go to Bandcamp. It's another streaming site. The link is therealcodyjames.bandcamp.com. There you can purchase music, you can purchase merch, and they are extremely artist-friendly, and so you pretty much get all the money that is sent there. So
we're going to talk about that
again.
That's
fantastic.
But go ahead.
Yeah, here we go. Here's Thousand Miles. A thousand cars and a thousand signs, a thousand clouds and a thousand pines. We're moving close to infinity. A thousand rivers, a thousand trees, a thousand birds and a thousand bees pass by. This wild frame is home, and I want to lose myself with you, and I want to love you just like you want me to. A thousand miles in a thousand ways, a thousand smiles in 1,000 days with you. My level of purity beckons your name, and I want to lose
lose myself with you. And I want to love you just like you want me to. Smiles in a thousand ways, a thousand miles and 1,000 days with you. My level of purity beckons your name, and I want to lose myself with you. And I want to love you just like. Miles and 1,000 smiles with you.
Wow, Cody, that was awesome.
Thank you.
You got the 1,000 smiles. We just got a great text in here, and I don't know if you. Every day has a lot of things to recognize. Today is Creativity Day. And then we got a text in from, well, get this. We got this text in from one of our listeners saying, what an awesome guest to have with you on Creativity Day.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Great. Yeah, thank you for that.
Really inspiring. Everybody's got 10 minutes a day to be creative. You just said that.
Yeah.
And Nancy from Green Bay. And that's good advice. It's good space to be in 10 minutes a day.
Yeah, yeah. You know, people think it has to be some big commitment and you got to take hours. And I mean, yeah, it takes a long time, you know, but I really believe if you just give yourself that short time daily, no matter what, it makes a huge difference. It really does.
Same time or just a time?
I like to do it in the morning if I can, but if mornings end up being a little crazy or I don't wake up as early. Two kids. I mean, I get up early. I wake up at 5.
Yeah.
I stretch, I like to read, and then I write with my coffee. And if for some reason, if I play or I don't, you know, wake up that early, then I'll do it anytime. It doesn't matter when.
Do you do that before the kids wake up?
Oh, yeah.
Will you still have your peace?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good talk.
It's a must. All right. It's a must.
Oh, this is awesome.
When did you really know that I've got it? And not in an egotistical way, but...
When I was... In elementary school, I knew I was going to be a rock star, right? I wanted to be a rock star. I loved the band Kiss. They were my favorite band in the whole world, so I wanted long black hair, and I wanted to be a huge rock star, right? And I would write stories about that in school and being a big rock star. And I always knew I loved music when I was, I don't even remember doing this, when I was like 3, my family has memories of me standing in front of the, you know, everyone had a stereo with big speakers, and I'd just be standing there headbanging. You know, I loved The Doors. I loved, you know, rock bands like that, you know, all the time.
All right, we got to pick this up. This is great. I mean, it's working. Yeah. Whatever you did, you don't look like Kiss from here, but anyway.
Not anymore.
All right, Cody James, Dennis Peters, and of course, Daryl Burnett. We'll be right back. It's waiting outside
your door. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Hey, neighbors in need. There's a new free laundry washing event coming up this week. Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And May 30th from 5:30 till 9 p.m. at Coin Laundry on Military in Green Bay, Laundry Love is hosting its next event for free laundry washing for all neighbors in need. And they're encouraging you to bring your bedding, too, because it's not going to qualify for the load limits. Quarters, soap, dryer sheets, it's all provided. So check it out. Go to WGBW.FM, click event.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Todd's music. I love this stuff.
His new favorite.
It is.
Well, that's Jennifer Lynn Jennifer. And the Groove Revival.
Music morning here week. On it the Mino and Mayer
We do.
Show.
We hit the music. Couple things. Cody, we're going to get back to you in just a second, and you're going to talk a little bit, then play us out. We only have a few minutes left in the show, but I want to thank our guests today. You know, Lisa Hale, who was awesome, Mark Hewson, who was here, and then Ken and Leo and James Brock from the Green Bay Blue Ribbons. We need to support that team, and of course Jennifer Lynn and the Groove, which we were just playing, was going to be at the Grand in Oshkosh. And I want to thank you, Daryl. It's awesome you're here. You are a great guest host, because you know, you don't know these people. You kind of see them and you talk to them. I call them and he says, yeah, I'll do that. And so I just want to thank you for coming in today. This has been a lot of fun.
It's been a pleasure. Yeah. You've been a great friend over the years, and Todd as well. And so thank you so much. It's been a delight being here.
And then before we get back to you, Cody, just want to, my co-host, John Mino, is out with a little minor surgery. Oh, so he'll be back Thursday next week, maybe Friday, but anyway.
Yeah.
So I want to just
give him my regards. If
exactly.
You
well,
indeed.
Buddy. He better be listening.
He better. He knows what's good for him.
He knows what's good. All right. So
he'll be under the knife again if he's. All right.
So Cody James.
So as it is right now, you've got shows lined up. You're going to Minnesota coming up.
Yeah.
But before we even get to that, I forgot to ask. We talked about KISS being in a motivating factor to get you, but was there a person that said that inspired you to pick up the voice or the guitar?
It was definitely, like I said, it was definitely Kiss. I think they were the big one in the beginning. I wanted to be a big rock star, but I love Nirvana as well. I remember being in third grade and wearing this, like, you know, big, baggy Nirvana shirt with baggy pants. I was always just kind of different from other kids, you know, for whatever reason. And I just knew that I had to pursue it. I don't know. I just had this thing inside of me that I knew that that's what I was going to do. There was never any other option. There was never a plan B. There was never any of that. You know, I always just knew.
We're the same, man. Kiss Alive is what inspired me to get going. That, also on the Mamas and Papas and the Beatles.
Oh, sure.
And stuff
But,
Cody, you know, I think that's cool what you said about, you know, maybe you were not odd man out, but maybe just a little bit different, but you stuck with it.
Yeah, I stuck with it.
You know, I think that's cool. I hope our kids listening to that, because that's so important.
That is so important.
Good point.
You have to stick with it. You have to be okay with being a little bit different. Right. And there, you'll find other people who are a little bit different.
Yeah,
and then you'll have your group and you'll be good to go, you know? And sometimes it'll be tough, and sometimes you'll fall on your face, and sometimes you'll have embarrassing moments and you'll suck and whatever. But you got to get through it. You have to go through that and to see the other side of it.
But you know how many of us in this life didn't have a plan B.
Right.
I think sometimes that's the secret. Don't have a plan B.
It really, yeah.
Put
yeah.
everything you mm-hmm. have into being plan A.
I agree with that. And I think that, you know, if you do end, like me, I quit my day job in September of 2021. And with two children, you know, and a mortgage, and like I said, and like everybody else, and, you know, things to pay for and bills to pay. And my whole attitude was, if I don't do this now, when am I going to?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
And if
right.
it doesn't work out, I can always go get another job.
Right.
Dennis, you can always go get another job.
Kiss, right?
Kiss.
Yeah.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the Halloween special with Paul Lynde?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So good.
It lives in my head.
So good. Love it.
It's on YouTube all the time.
Love it.
Yeah.
That and Phantom, Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
The worst movie ever made.
Oh,
but
my God.
Yeah.
Okay. My ears are still ringing from going with our children to Psycho Circus.
That was my first concert, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Loudest concert I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah, that was like 98 or something.
Wasn't it
I was
great?
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I grew up with barbershops, so I'm not in this conversation.
You're like spandex, makeup.
But that's real musicianship there, okay. Jim. That's real musicianship.
Bobby Vinton and Liberace over there.
Talk about being the weird kid right here.
Well, see, so me now, I don't listen to really anything past like 1968 right now. So I'm all about old blues. I love Elvis. I love like Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters.
There you go.
So I'm kind of there
all right.
now a little bit.
Okay, a little bit. All right. So Dennis,
we got about 3 minutes.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
I suppose so. So let's talk again. It's how do we get a hold of your music? How do you monetize you?
Yes.
How do we make your living?
Yeah. So the online way, I guess the best way is not my website. It is the streaming service called Bandcamp. So my link is therealcodyjames.bandcamp.com.
And Bandcamp spelled with the C, right?
Yeah. Yep. And it's so you'll see all my music there. I have some merch there. I have shirts. I've got CDs for sale there. If you just want to pay $1 for a song, that's beautiful. You know, and then I end up getting, they're the most fair for artists. So, and they have certain days throughout the year where they'll waive all their fees and give the artists all the money. And so that they're really, really strong. Wow. Yeah. They're a great, great
I'm
resource.
I'm assuming that is run by a musician.
You know, it was, and then it got bought out by like a video game company or something, but they've still been
good.
Really nice.
All right. So, well, what do you want to play?
How would you like to bring us out for the weekend?
So I think I released a song. This is on my EP that came out in November. It's the only acoustic track on the album. It's called Wasteland. And what that is all about is I love to meditate and be all inside of myself and try to, you know, figure myself out as much as I can and shine a little bit of light in the gooey, ooey darkness that's in there.
Wow.
And I call that place the Wasteland. Okay. And so I'm always in the Wasteland. Okay. And so this song is called Wasteland.
Fantastic.
I need this.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Thanks for listening. You bet.
Take me down to the wasteland. Let's cut the path to go. We can't avoid it forever. Confine me in its glow. Whoa. And we need some courage to get there. It's dark and ambiguous. But if I contribute, my presence reveals so much of us. And I fall inside.
and I fall in stride. No fault this time, because I fought this time, and I fall inside, and I fall in stride. No fault this time, because I fought this time. I fought this time. And we feed.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key U.S. inflation gauge slowed last month as President Trump's tariffs have yet to noticeably push up prices. The figures showing inflation still isn't declining from its post-pandemic spike, excluding food and energy. Core prices were up 2.5% from a year earlier, down from the March figure of 2.7%. The Trump administration insists that the president's trade agenda will be moving forward, even after a federal trade court's ruling this week that most of the tariffs imposed were the result of presidential overreach. A new reward for information in the manhunt for convicted murderer who's been a former Arkansas police chief and now on the run for nearly a week now.
As people are driving through this area this morning, they're being handed flyers from the FBI showing there's up to $10,000 on the table for information leading to his arrest. Search crews are still scouring wooded areas, abandoned houses, even caves, trying to locate the 56-year-old.
That's ABC's Faith Abube in Arkansas. This is ABC News.